USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Communities across western Kentucky and the state are still reeling as a new work week begins from tornadoes that leveled factories, courthouses, homes, and more. 74 deaths have been confirmed across the Commonwealth, but that number was expected to rise. And more than 1,000 properties were destroyed, Governor Andy Beshear said.
To the people of western Kentucky, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow. And we're going to be there with you to rebuild. This is one state, people that love one another.
President Biden said he was working with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Monday to make sure his trip does not get in the way of recovery efforts during a briefing from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, and others on the federal response to the tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things when I became governor. We promised we'd tackle environment. We promised we'd be support for education. We promised for infrastructure. We promised to support law enforcement and so many other things. And we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to issue an injunction against New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, which doesn't allow them to seek a religious exemption. New York State imposed the vaccine mandate for doctors and nurses in August, which allows only for medical exemptions, not religious ones. The religious exemption policy expired in November. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Portland rioter is going to jail.
A Texas rioter is headed to federal prison for attacking a deputy U.S. Marshal with a hammer during a Portland protest. The Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office saying 24-year-old Jacob Gaines was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, Gaines used a hammer to break through a barricaded entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on July 11, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The COVID-19 mandates being put in place in New York City and across the state come from Democrat politicians making power plays while keeping their eye on the next race for governor, and much of what they're trying to do is unconstitutional. Representative Andrew Garbarino said on Newsmax Monday.
This is all about power. This actually comes from the Andrew Cuomo playbook. Let's just keep taking as much power as we have as we can, and we'll see if the courts will stop us. I think a lot of what they're doing is unconstitutional. I think I definitely think the vaccine mandates on children should not be going forward. I think what Mayor de Blasio is thinking about doing, what the city council just did, I know we're going to be talking about a little bit about elections, is definitely unconstitutional. I think this is purely a power grab.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.